Hi, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media. All of our channels and networks, I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. That guy out there is
Matt Metris in Rochester, New York.
Matt and I have really been on a tour. Our tongues have been on a tour. We're actually still, you know, where we're at in Rochester and California. But our tongues have been everywhere. They've been in two different states with two different plants. We are tasting and dissecting from Maguey Melate. This is a new expression for me. I guess Matt and I have both had pechugas before.
Yes, but not deer pechugas.
No, deer pechuga. Sounds like I'm starting a letter. Deer pechuga.
Oh dear.
It's interesting because just this week, whenever you're watching this, we our guy in Denver, Todd Mayville, our TJ there, was able to attend the Bowl of Zol event, which is a pozole event in Denver. It was spectacular, and he sent me a shot of a pechuga he'd never had. He goes, "This is venison pechuga."
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of close to it. I was surprised that when I pulled this out, I go, oh, we get to try something different, something I've never had. Now, you and did I have that rattlesnake sotol together with you?
No,
that was there.
Yeah.
But I've had a rattlesnake sotol, which Todd also tasted. Apparently there were some sotol makers there that had it. But I've not had pechuga. That was deer pechuga. So we're going to pop this open. We're going to drink it. We're going to taste it, dissect it, and then we'll give you all the ins and outs. Wow, this thing is...
I know, I couldn't get it open.
Wow! These are 100 milliliter bottles. This is what it is when you belong to the Maguey Melate Club. As Matt stated earlier, there are two levels, two tiers of this club you can belong to. And I'm pouring mine in my Stasso Jarrito that it's the prototype for the tequila Jarrito.
Because I have a Denver and Lali agave glass.
Ah, the agave glass. Okay.
That's what's clean left.
That's what's clean. And
I can't tell if this is 46 or 48. There's a little spot on my label.
Oh, did you get some on your label? Let's see. I don't even know. This is the gentleman, the trading card is the same gentleman that did the Maximiliana. It's the only, this is Julio Topete Becerra. And Julio, the only plant he uses is Maximiliana, which is the same plant you can make ricea from. So it says here, Julio just started experimenting with deer guama pechuga during his recent twice-a-year hunting season. Deer are part of the ecosystem on his 500-acre ranch, typically hunted by pumas. The guama...
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, he's out in the hills. I mean, that's how they distill ricea. If this was a certified agave spirit, it would technically be considered a ricea. Deer are part of the ecosystem on his 500-acre ranch, typically hunted by pumas. The guama trees grow right beneath the stills of the taberna. Okay, so for each pot of Maximiliana, Julio adds one skinned deer leg, weighing about 4 kilograms, I'm sorry, and a bucket worth of guama, both suspended in air. All four ingredients, water, to make this batch came from his ranch.
Wow. It's like very locally sourced farm to glass, huh?
Yeah, you can get, that's about as local as you can get. Somewhere around 500 acres. That's a micro batch produced. There's only 400 batches produced.
Yeah.
He is a third generation maestro mezcalero, born in 64.
Okay.
Yeah, everything you want to know about this gentleman, except for maybe his shoe size, Although I think if you snap the tag here, you get his phone number.
You might get yeah, you get his phone number. Maybe next season he'll have a Puma Pachuga.
I don't know.
The legality of that.
But, I don't even want to go there, man. Because unless you've had Puma meat, I'd be kind of chewy. I don't know.
Have you had Puma?
I don't think you can eat Puma.
Like Puma, literally or legally?
Well, illegally, you could have any meat you want if you have the right person to chef it for you. But I don't have that kind of bucks, and I don't have that kind of palate.
Everything's edible once.
Well, you like, for instance, in California, the mountain lions and the pumas, like in the Hollywood Hills and stuff, they're tagged. And a lot of people here in California, it's a thing. We've got, you know, the front door cameras that are, you know, you can buy and install, and you've got your app on your phone, and you can watch how these pumas kind of walk on your patio and dip, or the bears, and they go into your pool or whatever. And there are pumas that are tagged by the county because they're protected. And so just from what I can see, the puma's all muscle. Where would, you know, even a bear, you could get bear meat and it would be kind of fatty, right? But I don't know. Now, I've had venison stew, like when I lived in New Mexico, some of the best chili I've ever had was venison chili, venison stew, but I've never had it as a mezcal, as a pechuga. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Wow.
Ooh, neat.
Ooh, that smells like Texas barbecue, man.
I was thinking like, so the first thing that pops in my head was the barbecue potato chip flavoring.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. And I love barbecue chips, man. Mm-hmm. I do. That's like my downfall, yeah. Barbecue chips.
You know, like you eat the bag and then it's all over your fingers and you're...
Yeah, like Cheetos.
Lick it off. Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
I hate Cheetos.
Yeah. That smells good.
Wow. This smells like some of the best barbecue. You know, if you got Texas barbecue right away, I just, you know, I haven't even tasted it yet. I'm going barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue. This would be.
I would not pick this out of a lineup as an agave spirit.
No, me neither. I'm not getting agave. I'm getting total. Mm-hmm. I'm getting spiciness and barbecue and
yeah.
Texas, Tennessee barbecue. Anywhere where you got barbecue that you have like a thing for, this is your mess. This is your distillate right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness, it's like spicy, and you're right, it's like it's like barbecue chips.
Yeah,
it's that spice that goes, oh my goodness, I'm not getting any agave, but I don't care.
Yep. No agave, not really any alcohol.
No. And I gotta check that we didn't check the ABV on this one.
Yeah, it's either 46 or 48. Like my label is slightly has a little print error on it.
Let me see, because you got some spillage on yours. Okay, let's see if mine will even tell me. Let's see here. If I can find it. Oh wow, yeah, it's that's hard to say. Wow.
Right? It's like white on yellow.
46 or 48?
That's what I think.
Yeah. And the card doesn't tell us.
No.
Which is the color coordinating on the label, and these, you know, they're not spending a whole lot of money on the labeling. You're getting what you pay for is in the bottle. This is, I mean, even the packaging is, you know, I'm just glad that they're telling us what's in it.
Yeah. Let's just say it's around 47.
Yeah, I would say so. Wooden club is how they're macerating it. And that's not how they kill the deer. They're not using the wooden club on the deer.
That's for puma defense.
That, yeah, I know. No shit.
Now we're getting an MA rating.
I'm sorry. Yeah, as long as, I guess if YouTube says we don't do it like right at the beginning, I think we're okay. We're a few minutes into this. Okay, would you like to taste this?
I would love to taste this.
Let's taste this, because if it goes down savory, I'm going to call it right here.
Mmm. Mmm.
I
It's warm, it's savory, it's got that meatiness to it. It doesn't taste like a specific meat, but it has that, like, you know, when you have that taste of meat in your mouth
Yeah.
and it's just, you know, like a good steak that's melting in there.
It's barbecue, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a good Texas barbecue, any good barbecue. That's the whole idea, is that it takes a while. You know, you're not barbecuing this, a rack of ribs or anything, just flipping it on your grill. This is an all-day thing.
All day. Yeah.
So when you get a piece that's ready, it does what Matt says. It melts in your mouth. You don't even got to chew it. It just kind of falls apart in your mouth, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like a
I got a
good
little.
carnitas. You know, carnitas, good tacos do the same thing, right?
Yeah. I got a little bit of like chocolatiness, like dark chocolate on the finish.
It could be there's a little bit of the dryness. Did we say this one? No, this was not like a gin. The Popolo Metal was more like a gin.
Yeah.
But this one had a I think a bitterness at the end of the palate. I think to begin with, it went in sweet, and then it just kind of got bitter just toward the end of the swallow. This one is just, it's all barbecue, man. It's primarily barbecue, very savory. I mean, for lack of another term that you folks can relate to, again, Laura Scudder's barbecue chips, man. That's what this is. And I'm not sure. Do you think maybe the fruit, the guama plant that he's using would be part of that?
Maybe, you know, I was just thinking, I don't know what a guama tastes like,
I don't either.
but I just got a little bit of fruitiness on that pass, that I can't really place, but it's a little bit of residual sweetness, you know. I'm gonna have
Kind of
to
like
seek
that
one
lemon you
out.
were telling me about earlier. You said something about a lemon that was both sweet and tangy.
Yeah, that was a Meyer lemon. This doesn't taste necessarily the same. I'd like to find out what a guama tastes like. That's my new mission.
We got to find a bodega.
Yeah.
Are they even importing it?
Probably not, but maybe.
See, the bitterness, this is my second pass. Of the three that we've had, this one to me is the most interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never had anything like this,
Me
honestly.
neither. I've had rattlesnake sotol that had the rattlesnake in it. I have had pechugas. I've had some poorly made pechugas. Oh my God, Jim and I had one Cuervo puts out called Pavito, right
I could have
around
told you right there.
right. I
It
know. I knew what to
wasn't
expect. I knew it. But you should watch that review, folks. Oh, we just that you know they if they actually used a turkey breast for this, they wasted the turkey, but
That's
because it
sad.
was so bad. But I've had pechugas before, and some really great pechugas. I've never had this. Oh my gosh. I would love to do this. I would love to compare notes with Todd on the pechuga he had, because I bet it's completely different. And the plant, this is a Maximiliana plant. So it's the same plant that they used to make ricea. They can make them for several different plants, but they can't make ricea from blue agave. And generally, some of the other pechugas I've had, either it's a sotol pechuga or well, the sotol, they're calling it a avocado with they have to call it something else, but it's a pechuga. And well, with the rattlesnake, they actually put the rattlesnake in the juice. It's a whole different function, whole different process, but
Sounds
it's
gross.
similar because it's like having chicken soup.
Yeah.
It really is. It came across like chicken soup, and you could see the scales and stuff like in the liquid. It was cool. Anyway, but the other pechugas I've had were made with like espadine, and they're made with espadine and fruit on top
Yeah.
of that. I know Eric and I have had some pechugas that were made with they were bacanoras,
Oh.
and they're pechugas made with fruit or the fruit infused. So it's a whole different animal. This is, my gosh, this is stunning. You compare this with food right away, man.
Yep. I kind of want barbecue for dinner now.
It's charcuterie.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, like a antipasta?
Mm-hmm.
Meats? Okay.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go fish with this, would you?
Mm-mm.
Unless it's a smoked salmon.
Yeah, I'm not a fish person.
Are you not?
No.
How about crab?
I could eat it, but
you could take it.
I'd rather eat delicious land animal.
Oh my God! What else do we say about this thing? What, you know? What? I guess we should read the card. We should read the. Well, I read.
Oh, we did the card, but you have the bottle.
Yeah, let's read the bottle because I think there's some things in the bottle maybe we're missing.
Oh, yeah, it looks like those ingredients: deer leg and guava fruit. So maybe it's a type of guava.
Well, it's the. I don't know because the card says one thing.
Yeah. I have to Google it.
And guava fruit. But the card says
guama.
Guama. So maybe it's a misspelling.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's on here twice. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, once you misspell it, you're going to misspell it again.
It's true.
I mean, there and there and there. Okay.
Now we're just triggering people on the internet.
I know. Now we're just all the grammar police is going to come out after us.
Yeah.
Never mind me cussing on the air. They just all the grammar police is going to come out. What's the word I'm looking for? Correctile dysfunction.
Yeah. from Rancho Nuevo Jalisco, 13-year wild agave. 3 days in an earthen oven, wooden club grinder.
Again, that's how they're macerating the agave, not how they're killing the puma or the deer.
Oak wood fermentation vat, 0 days natural fermentation, 7 days vat. Spring water, stainless steel still for this one. And his other one was made in a tree trunk.
Yeah.
Triple distilled, which is not super common.
Well, no, with a pechuga, you have to distill it one more time because
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
90 liters of this produced. That's a very small batch.
Wow. This is celebratory. This is one.
Yeah.
This is a summer. This, you know, pechugas by and large, when they first were made available on the market, Del Maguey was the first one to bring a pechuga. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what the hell that was and what the big deal was until I actually got a pechuga.
Yeah.
And then I thought, wow, now I know what the big deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're celebratory. It's not something that they generally make all the time, especially in these communities. They do it, you know, during the holidays, whatever holiday they happen to be at. This to me would be a spring. Well, but see, deer hunting, I don't know when it happens in Jalisco, but I'm sure it's seasonal. But this would be like, yeah, hunt them in the fall and share it in the summer, because this is really a summer celebratory, springtime, summertime kind of mezcal, you know.
Absolutely. February through May in the jungle and November through February in the mountains is deer hunting season in Jalisco.
See, twice a year. Yep. And it's not like in the U.S. Like, I remember living in New Mexico where it's a lottery system to go hunt, you know, deer and caribou. And some people bow hunting had a different season. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's time to go get them, you know, and that's what they do. There's no need for a license, as far as I know, in Jalisco. Yeah. So that's what I would do. I would, if it were me and marketing this thing, this would be, oh my, but the liters are so small.
Yeah.
The batches are so tiny.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad when this one's gone.
Yeah, I got to hoard all these. I'm going to, once we get through the whole six of them, I'm just going to pack them away and leave them for posterity, because there's no telling when and if I will ever have these again. Folks, this is Maguey Melate. That's the name of the club. I think You know what, Matt? I think you'll agree with me. I think it's worth every penny to join.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
These are not only wild harvested plants. I would say, I'm going to call it, and I'm going to, when I interview the gentleman who puts these together, I'm going to say these are wild curated, because some of these producers, I don't know how he runs into them. How do you find these guys? Mm-hmm. You know, this gentleman here, Julio's got a 500 acre ranch, but he gets to hunt his own puma. he gets to hunt down his own puma twice a year.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. This is mm-hmm. just beautiful. Yeah. All of it.
Just you got your popsicle stick there?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Brand of Promise Brand nominee. Of Promise. Probably a winner. I'm going to have to find a category for it. These guys are pushing the envelope. They're pushing their own category.
Yeah, we don't have a Deer Pachuca category, do we?
No, we don't. But we don't, you know, this is distillate. These are not certified. They're not going under any, you know, any CRT, CRM. Even RICEA has a denomination of origin, and they've got their own RICEA agency. This doesn't fall under any of that. Okay, none of these guys are paying taxes to the government, mm-hmm. and they are making it the way, you know, they're not only making it the way it should be made, but then they're innovating. I mean, mm-hmm. this is an experiment. This Absolutely. Is an experiment. This is really, it's a success. It's alive. You know, it lives.
That's so good.
Oh my God. It's amazing. It's spicy. And yet the aftertaste, the primary flavor and aroma is that spicy barbecue kind of aroma.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were talking later on, the secondary flavor and aroma is agave. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to go through a couple passes before you actually sense it on your palate. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
You only get one swear per video and you almost
I know. Exactly. Yeah. So it got to cut me off. That's our take, folks. This is amazing stuff. We want to thank the folks at My Gay Melate for making this happen. This has been a delight. This has been amazing. If you folks have had this, if you belong to the club, see if you can get yourself one of these. Mm-hmm. Get in line, because I'm sure there's a waiting list and a queue to get some of these batches because they're so small. It's 100 mm-hmm. liter, 100 milliliter. And that's enough. I got to tell you, you know, if you had a full bottle of this stuff, I don't know what I'd do with it. I'd probably be gone in a day.
That's true.
In an afternoon. And that'd be a shame, because it deserves to be dissected and really spent time with. Great around a campfire. I can say stuff like it. You know what? As good as this is, I could even pair this with a cigar. I would do it. I think it would be very pairable with a cigar, definitely with meat, like you said, a good land animal. I mean, you could go really exotic. I think you could get like armadillo meat, rattlesnake, orc.
Yeah.
Oryx.
Orc? Like Lord of the Rings orc?
No.
That's where Oryx. The club comes from.
Oryx, you know, the kind with it's got that deer from Africa with the spiral horns.
I'd try orc meat, though.
I think orc is a vacuum. Anyway, folks, that's our take on My Gay Melate. Thanks to those folks for making this happen. I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. That gentleman out there is
Matt Metris in Rochester, New York.
You've been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. Please subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else are we on? Rumble. And no, we're not on Rumble, but Rumble. Anyway. We're not on Rumble. But yeah, there is a Rumble, believe it or not. But we don't read tarot.
Pinterest.
Cards.
Mike's got us on Pinterest.
Yes, we're on Pinterest.
Instagram.
And Matt's also on what's your personal handle on Instagram? You don't mind people follow you, do you?
It is Matt Metris. It's pretty straightforward.
Oh yeah, and there's a guy pretending to be him. It's not him. Ugh. I know.
It's the second time that's happened.
I know. This guy is so popular because of all his tattoos. I just, you know. Anyway, hey, you know, welcome to the big leagues, pal. At least they're not hacking your website, because every time I get hacked, the website gets shut down.
Yeah.
Because we are the target. But that's okay. That's another story. I'm Mike Morales in Southern California. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening and subscribing. Whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.